Everybody ready on three. You ready? One, two, three.
That's the sound of state, local, and Kentucky Community College officials breaking ground for the Rowan MCTC campus at the John Will Stacy, Menifee Morgan, and Rowan County Regional Business Park. Dozens gathered in the crowd to celebrate the event over a decade in the making.
Well, this is a tremendous project, not only for this community, but also for the entire region. This is a $28 million facility, an investment that's been worked on for some time now that will, in my opinion, help educate and train the workforce of the future.
That was Kentucky House Majority Floor Leader Rocky Adkins, who also spoke during the ceremony. The president of the Kentucky Community and Technical College System was also there. Jay Box says the new campus is going to go a long way for the area.
It's going to provide training in the technical programs that are much needed in this area, replacing an older facility that has served this area well. But this new facility will be state-of-the-art and will prepare graduates to go right directly into the workforce, especially in fields such as advanced manufacturing and other areas that will help recruit more jobs and more companies to this area.
And that's what everyone is especially excited about with the new 91,000-square-foot facility. Russ Ward is the director of the Rowan campus for MCTC.
What this is going to do is basically allow individuals to not only learn the processes of manufacturing, but also give them, some of them, the ability to go in to any type of industry and troubleshoot problems and basically keep that business up and running.
While Kentucky is renowned for producing cars like the Corvette and Camry, its number one exports are actually in the aeronautics and aerospace industry, and is third in the country overall behind California and Washington. And Adkins says that's why the facility is going to do so much for the area.
And to be able to train those who work on the assembly line to make the pieces and parts that's making airplanes around the world, you know, I'm talking about subject matters now that I never thought I'd be talking about 5 years ago. But if we really want to talk about diversifying the economy of our region of East Kentucky, then, you know, we got to look to the future. And the Center for Advanced Manufacturing is exactly where it's at.
However, the road to groundbreaking day wasn't an easy one. Ward says with funding tied up around the state, community colleges had to do their part to procure the money.
They had to raise 25% of an investment from the community. And then the other 75% would be raised through agency bonds. Since ours was the largest project at $28 million, we had to raise $7 million in a year. And we accomplished that last November. We did it in a little less than a year.
And Adkins says that really shows what's important to the area community.
And I think that's what's historic about this project is this community and this region has shown its commitment to education by raising $7 million of public-private money to match with the $21 million from the state.
Terry Enzer is the interim director of the Rowan County Economic Development Council. He says the facility is exactly what growing industries are looking for.
When we recruit industry, one of the things they look for is someone that can train their workforce. And the Rowan campus has always been really good at that, and they'll continue to be doing a really good job at that now that they'll have a bigger facility, more facilities, and more machinery to do that with. And so we're really excited about it, and we think that'll help us to recruit companies to this park.
Construction is expected to wrap up in fall 2017, with classes beginning in spring 2018. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Tanner Boyd.